Well, I think the brevity, see, all media that you use have certain kinds of channel constraints. So, and one learns to adapt to them. You know, someone who's done stuff on radio and television, for example, you learn how to be able to speak, you know, to get your point across in a few seconds, which is something quite different from doing an academic lecture. So I'm sort of used to being able to kind of package the message in whatever form it needs to take. So I wasn't too put off by that. And as a matter of fact, last Christmas, I did a lecture at the Swedish Twitter University. There's this site called the Swedish Twitter University where you basically do 25 tweet lectures, and then you know people it's announced in advance and people can be there online and they can interact with you through Twitter as you're delivering these lectures. And I found that a very interesting kind of experience to spend, especially on Christmas Day. And so I'm pretty comfortable with it. I mean, I do think the best way to use Twitter is as a way of providing links to things that people can then read at greater length. And so in a sense, it is. I do see it as very much a publicity tool in the first instance, and one that's quite useful. Certainly, that's how I read the tweets of other people. I mean, I often scan Twitter just to pick up the links, in a sense, and then, in my own leisure, read the stuff more carefully that I might not have otherwise run across.